This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado gained more than 7,000 jobs last month. It's a rebound from a slide in March. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports on the latest data from the state's Labor Department.
Last month saw the biggest monthly jump in jobs in a year, with the biggest gains in leisure and hospitality. Colorado's monthly jobs numbers have been moving around a lot lately, showing big gains one month and losses the next. State economist Ryan Gedney says that makes it harder to tell what's really going on with the economy.
I just kind of play it out one month at a time, frankly.
The state's unemployment rate stayed at 2.8%. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
It's illegal for landlords in Colorado to discriminate against anyone who's applying for housing based on their source of income, like those who use Section 8 vouchers. But John Paul Morosi of the Denver Metro Fair Housing Center says the problem persists statewide, especially among those with disabilities.
80% of all the housing voucher holders in the state of Colorado live in households with at least one person with a disability.
The Denver Metro Fair Housing Center is now leading an informational campaign through the fall to raise awareness for both tenants and landlords about a law that took effect in 2021. A prehistoric stone sculpture has been returned to Mexico decades after it was secretly taken and later discovered in the U.S. Diplomats and government officials from both countries celebrated the repatriation during a ceremony in Denver on Friday. The Olmec sculpture stands at almost 6 feet tall and weighs about 1 ton. The northern Front Range and northeastern Colorado will see more smoke today due to wildfires burning in Canada. The National Weather Service says smoke will settle closer to the ground as the day goes on. This is CPR News and KRCC.